Did you enjoy that commercial? Gosh, I love listening to those things. In fact, a lot of times I wake up in the morning just saying to myself, doggone it, as soon as I'm done with these Wheaties, I'm heading the radio to turn on some commercials. And oh, those are great. Well, I'm here with Michael Johnson. And Michael, tell us again where people can get a hold of your wonderful books.
Well, thank you. MichaelJohnsonBooks.com.
You know, the thing that I love about your books is that they are bottom line positive. You know, they are inspiring. I think that every parent, every teacher ought to read these books and read them to their kids too, because it reminds you that you know, you really do have a powerful impact on kids' lives.
Absolutely, and it really all comes down to a choice. We can sit on the couch and curse the darkness, or we can reflect a positive light. That's just, and option two is so much more fun.
I know it. And you know, it really happens. I'm thinking about a teacher that had a big impact on me, and she was one of those people that always found the one thing I could do right. Did you have anybody like that in your life, Michael?
Too numerous to count, and I'm talking to one of them. This never stops. We think it's junior high and high school, but in truth, when I was 45 years old, I met you and your father and became involved with Love and Logic, and it just spread hope within me that I wasn't born on the wrong planet after all. I'm not saying that to shamelessly promote your material. Actually, I am, because you can sell anything that you believe in, and I believe in what you're doing.
Well, thank you, sir. Gosh, Clyde, I brought that up because that's going to be one of your tasks that I'm going to recommend, and that is that you know, you want to get this kid, this 16-year-old boy of yours, feeling so great about what he does naturally well that he'll actually be willing to do some things for you and his teachers that he doesn't do well. And the psychology is just that. You know, it's like when we know that somebody really values us, just values us for who we are, and we feel great about what we're good at. I mean, even if, you know, the only thing that I was good at, I mean, real, and this is true, Clyde, the only thing that I was good at as a kid was mechanical stuff. I had major learning problems. I'd given up on school. I thought I was stupid. My older sisters were gifted, you know, and so I just couldn't measure up. And that's the only thing I was good at. And this one teacher noticed that. She was my English teacher in seventh grade, which is the, you know, obviously the worst grade for most underachieving kids.
Oh, yeah.
You know, and she noticed those things and she didn't give up. Now, I got some pretty bad grades from her, I'll tell you that much, but that didn't change the way she approached me. So another piece of this complex puzzle, Clyde, is finding those things that he does well, and I'm sure you're already aware of them.
Absolutely. Everybody, no matter who you are, what walk of life, somebody knows something more than I do about something.
Mm-hmm.
And
mm-hmm.
If you keep that in mind, then you realize that they're not necessarily stupid.
Right. And you know he has some great gifts. And,
oh, yeah.
And, you know, if you can focus on that and then, you know, just be there to help him with those weaknesses if he's willing to help you and you be a great model for him, when he down the road, he's going to find a way to be a really successful person. Now, Love and Logic defines success as a successful person as being someone who is respectful, responsible, and fun to be around. We don't talk about money. We're not really concerned about that. Because what we found is that people who are respectful, responsible, and fun to be around end up making enough money to get by in life. Yeah, it's about being a really, really good person. And a lot of times what happens, though, is that when you're really respectful, responsible, fun to be around, and you have a passion, like Michael has the passion of sharing with people about how to be that special person in your life, what ends up happening is that people oftentimes pay you a lot of money to do what you're just naturally great at doing.
Boy,
so that's my dream for him, is that he has that passion. He goes out and he finds a way to make a living out of it. And that passion is a magnet, and he's going to find people to pay him to do that.
That'd be pretty awesome.
You can do that. It's happened for us. Michael, did that happen for you?
Absolutely.
Do you work,
Michael? I have a quick thought I wanted to tell Clyde.
Oh. Go ahead.
It's such a wonderful example of what we're talking about. This you and your son. It's a universal story. At an appropriate time, or maybe many times, I want you to tell him why you want him to do well. It's because you love him so much and you value him. And as he matures, he'll come to see that the most important person in his life that helped him the most was his father.
Oh yeah. Amen. I mean, that is some powerful stuff. Yeah. Michael, do you work?
Do I work?
Yeah.
I my work and my play and my passion have all melded into one thing.
See, that's what I'm getting at. See, I don't work either.
Yeah.
I mean, my work is being on the airplane. I don't like that, but everything else I do, I love.
Yeah.
And again, that can happen for your son, Clyde.
I mean, otherwise you hear so many people complaining about their jobs and about what, you know, and you know, why are we here?
Right. Hey, thank you so much for being on the show, Michael, Clyde. You know, have to say something important, and it's what I always end the show with, and that is that you don't have to be a perfect parent to raise great kids. You just need the right amount of love and logic.
The Love and Logic Show with Dr. Fay has been brought to you by America's Parenting Experts, helping adults create responsible kids since 1977.
All content and conversations copyright Love and Logic Institute, Inc.